This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Daniel Stenberg with McKenzie County Economic Development. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, a dealership with years of experience in getting folks in the vehicle that fits their lifestyle and budget. They're well connected in the industry and can quickly find the vehicle you're looking for. Cars, minivans, SUVs, light and heavy duty trucks, even golf carts. Check out their current inventory at sampleautosales.com or call them at 701-573-7875. Better yet, stop in their showroom along Highway 22 in Manning, North Dakota. Put their many years of experience to work for you at Sample Auto Sales.
Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Daniel Stenberg with McKenzie County Economic Development.
Talk to me about your job and what's going on out there in McKenzie County.
Sure, yeah, well, kind of like you would, what you alluded to, really we're not so much into the attracting jobs in Watford City right now. We're more in the workforce development, just because that's the biggest need, is for the skilled workforce to meet the needs of what the companies are asking for. And so we're we're working with different universities. We've got University of Mary, we've got Williston State College, we have TrainND, all that are working to provide services that's training services, so that we can get people skilled up for being a truck driver, being involved in safety, different classes like that, so that we can fill we have a lot of unfilled jobs right now that we're seeking to get filled.
So what's it like in Watford? Are we getting some housing there? Is it under $20,000 a month yet?
No. Housing has was a headache about 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and then we got a lot of developers that came in, and we have apartments now, plenty of apartments, so that they're over half full, I think, now. It's just the way supply and demand works. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of magnified when you're in a community that increased 260% population in the past 7 years. And so now we do have, you can get an apartment for $500-$600, whereas
wow.
before it was $1,500 or $2,000. The apartments are much feasible rate for workers, not just in the oil field.
To listen to the full-length interview with Daniel Stenberg, McKenzie County Economic Development, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.